Hello, my beautiful friends. I hope you're having a wonderful week, and I hope you're looking forward to Easter. This is the Thursday before Easter, and I'm just looking to just celebrate and enjoy the weather. It's supposed to be beautiful. Enjoy the freedom I have in Christ, and just to be able to see my daughter. She is my oldest, just in case you don't know this, if I haven't said it recently. She has been using her voice for the Lord, and it has been such a proud mom experience, and just an experience of just watching her use herself for Him. And I saw and noticed when she was really young what a beautiful voice she had, and then she sang some at school, and then she walked through the experience of, you know, the nervous and being afraid of doing things, and then something just shifted these last couple of years. She got in the choir and began to worship with the choir, and then started leading. And so she's leading solo. She's leading the student ministry, which I think is awesome because she's almost 20. Can you imagine all these young youth being able to see her? And sure, it's exciting when you see the women, you know, our age up there, 40s, 50s. You know, there's some 30s as well. There's just something about a young person being able to see. It's a little closer, right? It's a little closer reflection. Like, look at this young woman and her posture towards the Lord. And so as a mom, I just wanted to celebrate her in this moment and celebrate the fact that she is truly using her gift God gave her to just lead as an example to these young people and to lead us into worship as a church when she's up there. And man, if I can just walk through my life saying that my children know the Lord and they're seeking Him and they're following Him to the best of their ability, I win. We all win. You know, it's just such a beautiful feeling. So I just didn't know that was going to come up today, but I just want to take that moment to express and celebrate her. And she is very humble about it. Like, she loves, you know, obviously we all do, like, oh, you sounded great. I love you. I'm so proud of you. And it just feels very true for her. And I can see it. Here's what's cool, because I'm in my calling. This moment right now, how I'm coming to you, teaching you, expressing to you, when I'm inside of my coaching sessions with my clients, I know that in this season of life, this is where God has called me. And here's the beauty of it. This calling came from pain. This calling came from a passion to help because of my pain and what I went through. And here's what I've learned to be true in many, many humans that I know. Typically, we can learn skills and we can enjoy things, but our true deeper calling, and it might not be something that you're making money at. This might be something that you do inside your church, you do outside your church, you do in missions, you do with your family. Like, our calling may or may not create income, okay? And it has come from most people's hardships, from resistance, from some pain, from some tough learning. And it's okay, because that's the beauty of this human experience. The thing we don't want to do is stay stuck inside of that pain and in that resistance. And as I'm coming to this moment in transitioning to the episode, that is what I'm talking about today. This power of the resistance that you are choosing, we all choose it in seasons to stay away from, and it is absolutely blocking you from your full potential, your growth, and your calling. And I'm going to teach you today why that's happening, what's happening, and I'm going to invite you and hopefully light a fire under you to take some next steps. Enjoy the episode. Hey sister, are you newly alcohol free, but you've been hanging on for dear life, hoping you don't fall backward? Or maybe you're still stuck in the cycle of overdrinking, even when you told yourself you would stop, waking up each day with thoughts of self-loathing? Is your anxiety through the roof so much that you wake up at 3 a.m. with your heart racing and negative thoughts about yourself? You hide it so well, not many people know. Girl, I get you and I see you. I'm Michelle Porterfield, and for so many years I experienced all of this. Here's the deal. Quitting drinking is just the first step. I believe that's why it can be so scary. We know deep down it's more. Once we see what's underneath all the covering up, true freedom is found, and I'm here to help you do just that. So whether you're newly alcohol free or just sober curious, there is freedom on the other side. I can't wait to help you ditch the wine witch or help you find your mindset breakthrough and reignite your purpose after alcohol. Girlfriend, you are in the right place. Welcome to Set Free Sisterhood. Awesome. Before I get started, I do want to celebrate a message that I got from one of my clients recently. I asked her how she was feeling, and she said, "Michelle, I just feel so liberated. I don't have to count drinks, worry about my words or reactions. I don't have to wake up in the middle of the night panicked. I don't even think about alcohol anymore. It's just a non-issue. Thank God and you," in parentheses. "I am not hungover. I have no regrets. And my marriage is stronger. Everything is just peaceful." And that's from Carrie. Thank you for that message. And I want to celebrate you today. All right, ladies. So what are we talking about today? We are talking about resistance. Why is it so difficult and hard to do a new habit and stick? We all say we want this, right? How many times have you said, "I want something, I want this result"? However, we get into the groove of it and have days where we just don't do what we said we were going to do. Because resistance is uncomfortable, right? And here's the deal. Resistance feels dangerous to the brain. The brain is not wired for that. It's wired for safety. Remember, so when I say the word resistance, what does that feel like to you in your body? That's something you need to take note of. When I go to do something, but yet I'm not doing it, what is going on? And that helps us to just see a little bit about ourselves and how we're responding to the discomfort, and understanding that our brains just perceive that as, oh, something's wrong. We're trying to make a change. This doesn't feel safe, right? So what's worse is if we make this not changing mean something about us and our identity. What am I saying? So here's what happens. I believe that most of us, because we do something, we think if we do it well, then we're good. But if we think we mess up and we didn't do it good, we're bad. It's not about, oh, well, I just chose not to do the thing today. See how unattached that feels? I just recognize, nope, I did not do the walk today that I said I was going to do. I am not a failure. I wouldn't even consider that a failure, although some of us really do go, well, oh, I failed today, right? Versus understanding that, oh, I just did not do the thing that I said I was going to do. So what can I learn from it? So here's what happens. We think that, okay, if I do these things, then that means I'm good and I feel good. And we do feel good, right? Those of you that have not drank alcohol for a day, 2 days, 5 days, 10 days, you feel good. And here's what happens. You have a drink and that doesn't feel good, but you make it more about you than actually learning from the experience. So here's what happens. We think we're bad when we don't do these things. So then this layers this feeling of I'm bad and I don't feel good. Something's wrong here. This is dangerous. So let me run and avoid, period. When I'm feeling bad, something's wrong. I'm wrong. I'm bad. Let me run and avoid. The brain says, heck yeah, get out of here. Something's coming to eat you alive. That is what you're experiencing. Can you relate? So let me ask you this. What are you not doing? What are you in the habit of not doing? Is it, I'm not sitting with my feelings? I'm not having hard conversations that I need to be having with my spouse or my partner or my parent. I'm not looking at my finances and I'm, you know, pretending that everything's okay And there was a phrase I heard in one of my coaching communities, if I'm not looking at my money ain't looking at me. I was like, oh snap, because where's it going? What's it doing? If you're choosing not to look at it, how's it going to grow? Same thing with us. Are you choosing not to move your body in exercise or lifting weights? Because look at it. If you make doing things and checking off so deeply connected to you, and you know that a lot of times there's going to be days where we don't do it and we feel bad, no wonder you're still running. No wonder you're still avoiding, right? No wonder you're still recognizing that I'm still stuck. I know I want to do this. Why am I not doing this? You're not doing it because you don't want to feel uncomfortable. You're not doing it because you're not willing to slow down for a minute and actually feel what's going on in your body. And we can label it. Yes, this is true. Our nervous system is off center. We're activated. We're feeling resistance. All that is true. And you're not going to die. There is not a lion or a tiger or a bear or some mammoth chasing you to eat your face off. You're just choosing to not feel uncomfortable. Is it landing for you today? So, you're like, okay, Michelle, I'm feeling really convicted here. Oh, what do I do? What do? I got to fix it. Right? You're noticing. Wonderful. You just had a new awareness. This is huge. Now you're dying because you want to fix it. Okay. Yes, this is what I'm doing. I don't like it. This doesn't feel good. I want to fix it. And it just happened again. Notice this in your body. You just realize that you learned something new in this moment. I have a new awareness that this is my pattern. I want to fix it now, but because I don't have the answers to fix it, I feel bad about this. So I must be bad. Why didn't I know this by now? And so you're back in the cycle again of making it mean that you feel bad and that you are bad. You might actually feel bad. And I'm using these vague words on purpose because this is the language that most of us use. Good girl, bad girl, I feel right, I feel wrong, right? So here's the deal. Discomfort is discomfort. Boredom is boredom. It's not about you. It doesn't mean anything about you. It's not, I am bad. I am not good. I am boredom. I'm not boredom. I'm stupid. I'm not stupid. It has nothing to do with you. Have I made some what I'm judging stupid decisions in my life? Heck yeah. But I'm not stupid. Although I do have a default story deep down under of stupidity that I've been working on through my life. That's one of my things. Yours might be bad. I'm bad. I've done something bad. Another one for me, especially inside of a religious perspective or the good, bad, right, and wrong, I had it like I'm wrong. If I choose something this way or that way, or I messed up, I'm wrong. That's been a story of mine. That's been one of the biggest ones I've had to break free of. Now, notice I didn't say Christianity, relationship with Christ, loving Christian community. No, I'm talking about those lines that gets crossed, especially growing up in the South inside of church. Some churches back in. Now, I'm sure there's still plenty of them out there. However, that is not the place I live and serve and go to church. But there's still plenty. But you know what I'm talking about if you're Southern. And you know what I'm talking about if you're Catholic. I've heard that a lot too. Catholic was very, very strict, very right, very wrong. There's something wrong with you. You should feel guilty. Now, these are just things that I have not had experience, but I have heard and I have worked with clients on. Okay? So why does this matter? This is the reason, one of the key reasons. I don't want to say the, because it's never just one thing. Just like I've shared with you many times, so many of you are out there asking, why do I drink? Just pick something. There's probably 20 reasons why you drink. Just pick something. If that is the answer to getting you moving and implementing, pick an answer. Why do you drink? Because it's addictive. It's a drug. Why do you drink? Because I'm stressed out and it's legal and so I buy it. Why do you drink? Because my kids drive me nuts or my partner is a jerk. Whatever. Pick something. Because now you can allow yourself to make changes based on some answer that you think you need, right? So listen, yes, I'm feeling expressive today because this is that thing that I need for you to grasp, but I want you to hear me say this. It's not going to change overnight. You're not going to be like, boom, I just listened to this podcast. I have new awareness. I realize I'm attaching my not doing actions to me, my identity, that I'm a bad girl, there's something wrong with me, and I'm gonna make changes today. This crap is gonna come back and slap you in the face 2 days from now, I promise. This is an ongoing effort, probably for the rest of your life in different areas. Once you work through this one, this is where I want you to start. This journey of removing alcohol, this journey of saying yes to yourself and doing what you said you were going to do and not turning around and beating yourself up and making yourself feel like crap because you just didn't do it. Just notice it. Have the awareness. Recognize that's what I did. Now what? What do I want next? Okay. This is what I did for so long, y'all. I felt like I was wrong when I didn't feel good. Like something was wrong. Something in my world, my perspective. When I felt resistance or discomfort, I was, something's wrong. This ain't cool. I gotta run. I have to avoid. And I didn't know then. That's exactly what this was. This idea that I wasn't willing to feel the discomfort and my brain was telling me to run because it thought I was going to die. So I stopped having hard conversations. I stopped using my voice. I stopped speaking up. I stopped asking for what I wanted and what I needed and what I would and would not tolerate. I stopped and I hid and I ran and I stayed inside of that for years. And now, do I celebrate now in my life to where I'm at and what I've learned? Because if I didn't go through that and I didn't move through the seasons of my life, I wouldn't be sitting here right now helping you. But dang, wouldn't that be nice if I'd have used my voice? Wouldn't it have been nice if I'd have actually spoke up and decided what I was going to do and what I was not going to do instead of running until the day I did? And I decided I was no longer willing to run from just feeling something. I was more willing, and I am today, I am more willing now to feel discomfort and yuck and bad and gross and ugh. I'm willing to feel it because I know that that is the gateway to my next level. My gateway to growth, connection in my relationships, love, joy, excitement, exploring, experience, being able to be who I can be so I can pour this into my kids and my friends and my people I love, my boyfriend, all the things, everyone in my life, you. This whole experience is because I'm willing to feel things that I used to not allow myself to feel because I thought I was going to die. And now I know I'm not going to die. I can feel it and I can learn from it. And typically there is some major clarity, major awarenesses and breakthroughs on the other side of feeling the yuck. And I want that for you today. I want you to be so willing to feel what you need to feel in order to move to that next step, that you are no longer, I want you to say, I declare I am no longer willing to run, avoid, and hide, especially underneath alcohol, especially underneath some sort of unhealthy coping toxin, or whatever it is that you're running to. You're saying today, I declare, I don't want that. Now, you're going to get resistance. You're going to feel uncomfortable. It's going to feel gross. And that is exactly the path that will take you to freedom. I promise you. And here's what I know to be true too. Some of you have been in this sort of like, it's like slush. I just see this like nasty creek bed where your ankles are rolling and there's slush and there's mud. And you're like, I'm trying to get through, but like, it's not that uncomfortable. I haven't hit the rapids yet. So I'm just going to kind of stay here. Like, this is the visual that I'm seeing. And what you're doing is you've just lowered the bar. You're just like, I can splash some water on me and cool off. I'm fine. Even though the water's dirty and it's shallow. You know, even though I can see like beyond those rapids over there, there's this beautiful, calm, peaceful, refreshing water that I can just soak in and I can float in and I can feel hydrated and free. But I'm not willing to go through the rapids. I'm like, I can see it and I know it's there, but this isn't that bad. This just isn't too bad. I'm still got water. Even though it tastes a little gross when I go to drink it, I can lay down and sort of feel like I'm floating, but there's some rocks like poking me in my back, but it's okay. It's okay. That is what I see right now, because you've lowered your bar, because you're not willing to feel what you need to feel. And it's time to feel it. And I promise you, guess what? I can say this with all the certainty that I am. You're gonna be okay. I promise you. If you just allow yourself to feel, you're gonna be okay. And you're going to take a deep breath and go, oh, thank you to yourself. Thank you, God, for helping me here. Thank you for this episode. Thank you that Michelle loves me and she's encouraging me and she can come with experience and truth because she's walked this walk before me. I want you to sit inside that today. Okay? I love you. And no, that this is why I do what I do. So when you start to come up with resistance and you know, you're like, I got some other things I need to explore. I need you find some help, find some support. If you're at the place where you can just reach out and you have Bible study partners, you have people at church, you have therapists, you have wise, godly counsel in your life that have a very healthy emotional regulation, don't go to your sister friend you've been hanging out with. She's not going to be able to help you. She's not going to do this work with you, okay? Unless she is been there and she's, you'll know if somebody's ahead of you in this life, that's a growth process of life. And if you don't have that, or you know you do have it, but you need more, this is where I come in. This is where I step in and I support you and I help you and I guide you and I nurture you and I show you your path. I show you your recipe and I hold your hand and I walk with you and I encourage you and I pour into you, and it is safe and you're going to be okay and you're going to be free one day. But you have to take action and you have to feel the discomfort. Okay? Email me, michelle@setfreesisterhood.com, if you're ready to take that next step with me. Otherwise, go girl, go do it. I love you and I'm proud of you and I'll see you soon. Have a great week. Hey friend, before you go, I want to make sure that you know about the free masterclass that is available for you. It's the 5 steps to help you stop overdrinking without stress and overwhelm. Download it for free today at setfreesisterhood.com/masterclass. I would love for you to come join the Facebook community too. I will put the link in the show notes. And if you're ready to see what support would look like so that you could start walking out your future of being alcohol free and stepping into the woman who God is calling you to be, email me at michelle@setfreesisterhood.com. Until next time, stay blessed.